A warm welcome in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ as we gather to worship him. If you are on holiday, then we do hope that weather will improve for you. Jules, I believe you're on holiday. Welcome. And that even if it doesn't improve, that you will still benefit from a few days away from your normal activities. The notices have been displayed. Let me draw your attention to one or two of those. Following this part of our morning service, we will gather around the Lord's table to remember him in the way that he has appointed. And to this we welcome all who know and love the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour and Lord. You will one more notice that I want to draw attention to, and that is the consultation meeting next Sunday evening, the 25th of August, at 8 p.m. in the church. Let me give you a little bit of background to that. A number of people, including parents within the church, have approached the church leadership and asked that they give consideration to the appointment of a dedicated worker to support current and future children's and youth ministries. And the leadership wishes to inform the congregation that this will be taking place. We will begin to explore this need in a serious way. This is at a very early stage at the moment, but over the coming weeks there will be a consultation process to seek views and advice from folk within the church and folk outside the church. And this meeting next Sunday evening is the first in that consultation process, and it is for leaders and helpers of all children's and youth ministries in New Prestwick here. So that's next Sunday evening, 8 p.m. in the church hall. And we'd also ask that the whole congregation pray specifically about this exploration process in order that we will really know the Lord's mind and will in this matter. Thank you for your attention concerning this. There is one other matter that I want to mention, and this week, calendar week, marks a very significant occasion in the life of the congregation at New Prestwick Baptist Church. And some of you may already have twigged what that is. Francis is looking rather puzzled, so I guess that may also be a little puzzlement for most folk. However, Noel, I'm going to ask the Reverend Noel McCullins to come and tell us a little bit more about that. Thank you, Noel.
Thank you, Arnold. Well, back on 23rd of August 2003, I was the moderator here of the church, which was then vacant, and we had felt led very strongly to call Kenneth to be the pastor of the church, to which I'm very glad to say that he received that call and consequently came to be the pastor here. And I feel privileged today to have been asked by the leadership just to say a few words. Because often when you look at your life and you can see the providence of God working in so many ways, and I have so much to praise God for when I think of the Ross family. Because it was really through them that I came to be in Scotland. Kenneth's father and mother and the family were over on holiday in Northern Ireland. They were in Bangor, and I happened to be preaching in the church at that particular time, and they heard me, went back home to Wishaw, which they were members of there, and consequently I got a letter from that church to invite me over to one of their anniversary services, and out of that I became the pastor of Wishaw. And it was all in the providence of God. And Kenneth's grandfather and mother, as well as his mum and dad, were very supportive of us there in the Wishaw church. And I had the pleasure of just seeing that little family grow in the Lord, and especially Kenneth grow in the Lord and put his faith in the Lord Jesus. I had also the privilege of baptizing him and then watching how God was developing this young man. It was no surprise, of course, after he went to university to study a science degree, that he did feel called by God into the ministry, and to watch how God blessed his ministry over these years. He's deeply admired and respected by his fellow pastors because of his devotion to the Lord and his clear proclamation of God's word and his love of God's word, his passion for preaching, as well as his passion for pastoral work, because he has a real pastor's heart, and it's a joy to see that here in the church. And it was, of course, a great encouragement to me when I was invited to be the networker of this area back in 2004, and Kenneth was one of the great supporters of myself and indeed of the whole network concept. And so I praise God for the way in which God has led us as a church here in New Prestwick to call this man and to see how the church is growing, to see the congregation growing, and all I can say is that the best has yet to be. And so I've been invited to come and indeed to thank God for Kenneth, and I'm going to ask him if he will just come across here and stand with me for a moment or two.
Fiona, join me too.
Aye. Where's Fiona? Fiona, is she here? Fiona. So we're going to give God thanks and to praise his name for all that the Lord has done for us as a church in giving to us this wonderful pastor and his wife Fiona. So let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to thank you for this wonderful moment in the life of this church, as we give thanks for Kenneth and Fiona and for 10 years of such faithful ministry to us here. We bless you for his faithfulness first of all to you and to the calling which he received from you so many years ago. We thank you for his faithfulness and commitment to the proclamation of your word, to his faithful pastoral oversight of this church, to the very wise counsel which he gives to all within the fellowship here. And we thank you, Lord, for the way in which you have brought fruit from that ministry in the lives that have been transformed and changed, and families that have been built up here in the church. And so, Lord, we come to not only give you thanks, but to pray today that you will very specially anoint him afresh with your Holy Spirit, so that he might indeed be enriched in his own soul, so that he might continue to feed the fellowship here on your own precious word. We pray too, Lord, that you will envision him with all that you want him to be and to do within this fellowship, so that the church might continue to reach out with vigor into the area and to see many, many more precious souls won for you. We pray, Lord, that you will enable him by your grace and strength to stand up against all the evil darts that the devil would seek to throw at him and indeed at the church at this particular time. We pray too, Lord, that you'll encourage him in his own soul and spirit, so that he might indeed be able to continue to lead this fellowship into the paths that you want us to walk. Lord, we thank you for the family aspect of his ministry. We thank you for Fiona, for this wonderful wife that you have given to him, and for both of them as you have blessed them as parents to Adam and to Sarah. And pray, Lord, that you'll continue to use them together for your glory, not only in this church, but throughout the whole of this area in Scotland. So hear our prayer, Father, as we ask your richest blessing to be upon him at this particular time, and grant to us as your church that joy in having him as the under-shepherd here in this place. For we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Kenneth,
thank you.
The Lord bless you, be with you, and I've been asked to pass this little gift on to you.
Thank you.
And I believe that Sarah somewhere has something for Fiona. Oh, here.
Had I known this was going to happen this morning, I would have had opportunity to think and to prepare something to say. There has been no such opportunity to do so. All I would simply say is that which we have longed for from you and thank you for over these past 10 years, your prayer, your support, your expression of love, may in God's grace that continue. We are here by his grace. We have been here these past 10 years by his grace, and will continue through the years that God would call us to this work, to be here and ministering to him and to you. I simply say, please pray for us. It is not easy at times being a pastor, being accountable first and foremost to the Lord. The scriptures speak of those who are pastors as those who are accountable to him and must be so. But let us also be accountable to one another as we are accountable through the word of God to our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who alone is the head of the church. Some years ago, we identified ourselves as a church as those who seek to be Christ-centered, to be gospel-focused, to be forward-looking, and to be outward-reaching. May it be that we continue in God's grace and by the Spirit's might to be that people for his glory, for Jesus' sake. Thank you. Thank you. Let us worship God as we hear his word. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Let us stand and sing to God's glory the hymn we find at number 600 in our books, a paraphrase of Psalm 98. Sing to God new songs of worship. take our seats. Our gracious Father, we thank you that as we gather to worship you this morning, we do so with the very words that you yourself have inspired. Sing to the Lord a new song. Father, every time in the scriptures we read of a new song being sung, it was a song that marked your deliverance of your people. And Father, we gather here this morning as those who have been delivered by your grace from death, from darkness. You have brought us by your grace into the kingdom of your Son. And you brought us there, Father, through his blood. The sacrifice he shed upon Calvary's cross was the means by which we enter your presence. And we come, Father, with boldness. Boldness, Father, not that is of ourselves, but boldness that finds its very source in your promise that if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation, and we therefore are able to come to you and bring you our praise. Father, we thank you that you are faithful. Every anniversary that we mark in our Christian life, whether it be the anniversary of you having brought us to saving faith, or even the anniversary of brought us to a place in our service and our ministry for you, Lord. Each anniversary is simply a place where, like Samuel, we set down a rock and we call it Ebenezer. And we say, thus far, the Lord has helped us. Father, may we be your people who do not simply look back and say, thus far you have helped us, but look upward and say, Father, borrowing the words of Newton in his best known hymn, 'tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Father, lead us by the Holy Spirit into your presence as we come to worship you today. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. I'm going to move our program around slightly at this point because Jean's going to share with us, Jean Clements, in our program, but I know Jean then needs to get away. She has folks to collect in Glasgow. So Jean, would you come and join us just now? You know, this is Back to School Sunday. We announced that last Sunday when we came together in worship. And here we are, acknowledging that some of you are already back in school. Those of you who are in East Ayrshire went back on Friday, teachers, pupils alike. Some of you are going back to school tomorrow. And I want boys and girls, as many of you as will, come out to the front just now, quickly. Come out to the front just now. Okay, there we go. It's on. Yeah. Boys and girls, come out because Jean wants to have a wee word with you. You know something? Tomorrow morning, in a house out there on the edge of Ayr, an alarm clock's going to ring. And Jean's going to turn at Arnold and say, Arnold, you need to go to work. Now, last year it was different. Well, no, just last year, Jean had just retired, those who don't know, retired from teaching. So she's one who'll be able to ignore the alarm tomorrow morning. But there are those who won't. So boys and girls, want to hear a wee bit about the schools that you come from. I'm going to hand over to Jean. And,
do you want to come up? Is this on?
Should be, don't we?
Do you want to come in a wee bit closer? Okay. We thought what would be good to do this morning would be to find out about all the different schools that are represented in the church here at New Prestwick. So I'll try and find out maybe one person from each school. But before I do that, Jimmy asked me how good my French was, and I haven't been at school for a whole year, so it's not very good. But I know I can say bonjour, Jules. So, Arlene, would you like to maybe tell us what school Jules goes to, or could he shout that? You're moving, and what's your new school going to be, Jules? It's going to be in France. Is it in Paris? Very good. In Villeneuve. Well, that's really special. Very good. Okay. And we've got somebody from King Case who would like to tell us who they are and what class they're going into in August. Sarah. You were in the front. So just tell us your name and what school you go to and what class you're going into.
My name's Sarah, and I go to King Case, and I'm moving into P5.
Lovely. Is there anybody else in King Case who wants to tell us? Because I'd... No?
I'm Emily, and I go to King Case, and I'm moving into P4.
P4. Anybody else from King Case? Sophie.
My name's Sophie, and I'm in King Case, and I'm moving into P2.
So, nobody else from King Case there? Grace?
My name is Grace. I go to King Case. And I'm in P6.
You're in P6. Going into P6?
Yes.
Okay. And anybody else in King Case? I'll come to you in a wee minute, Hannah.
My name is George and I go to King Case. I'm going into P7.
P7. And?
I'm Ellie and I go to school and I'm going to have a different teacher.
That's lovely. You can't see, but Ellie's way down in here and she says she goes to school and she's getting a new teacher, and that's lovely. So I know, Hannah, you've been in King Case, but you're going to have a wee change this year, aren't you?
Yeah.
So tell us what, a bit about you.
I'm going into first year in Prestwick Academy.
Okay, so that's a big, big change, isn't it? And is Christopher here this morning? No? I know that Christopher is moving up to Cumnock Academy. Anybody else that's moving up to secondary? No? Okay. Anybody from Heathfield? Because we know if some children go there, but they're not here this morning. Joel, do you want to come through and tell us what school you go to? Because yours is different, isn't it? Tell us your name first.
My name's Joel, and I go to Ogletree.
And what class are you going to go into this year?
P3.
P3, brilliant. And anybody else? Let's see, Garvin. We've got some people. Okay, so we'll start with you, Ben.
My name is Ben, and I go to Girvan Primary.
Yes, and what class are you going into?
P3.
Okay, and that will be similar for you, won't it? But tell us your name.
My name is Ruth, and I go to Girvan Primary School, and I'm going into P3.
You're going to P3 as well, and
my name is Philip. I go to Girvan Primary School, and I'm moving into P6.
Now, got all of you, and I've got... Oh, Flora. We missed Flora in there. Are you going to tell us your name and what class you're going to?
My name is Flora.
Uh-huh.
King Case.
And what class are you going to go to?
P1.
P1. That's a big step, isn't it? Well done.
My name is Alana. I'm going to Diddy Primary School and I'm going into P4.
And your name?
My name is Liam, and I'm going on to P1.
P1 as well. Big sister helping out. So, have I missed anybody? I don't think so. That's great. I know we've got children who are older and who are in Prestwick Academy and some in Cumnock Academy. There are lots and lots of schools represented. I hope we haven't missed any schools. And I hope that you all have a really good day tomorrow when you go back. I know some people are already back, but I hope you have a really good day and a really good year. And we want the church in New Prestwick to remember to pray for all of you all through the year, and your teachers as well. And I know that Kenneth's going to share a wee bit more about that.
Well, thank you, Jean. Thank you for introducing us to some of these boys and girls. And especially exciting for Flora and for Lee. Did I pick that up right?
Liam.
For Liam, as they start school on tomorrow. There we are. Well, you will have seen at the end of each of the rows of seats some of these cards, and we hope there's enough for everyone. We hope we've printed enough for everyone. And what we want you to do is to think about one of these boys and girls and one of the teachers who in a moment I'm going to mention and we're going to pray, and then one of the schools and some things that you can pray for. And what I want you to do, if you can already think of a boy or a girl and think of a teacher, put their name down and pray for them and ask them some of the things that you could be praying about in their schools. And if you can't think of someone, well, you ask one of our boys and girls. Just pick them out at random and say, I want to know your name. What school do you go to? And what can I pray about for that school? So these are little bookmarks for us to put in our Bibles and help us to remember to pray. So that's what that is for you. That's that explained. Well, I want to pray just now. And I want to ask not only all the boys and girls to stand, because that's a way of us identifying before God that it's you that we're praying for. Now, us boys and girls from nursery right up to secondary school, we'd like you to stand. And I'd like to ask to stand with them. I would like to ask Nan, who teaches at Wallacetown Nursery. I would like to ask Beverly Ann, who teaches at King Case. I would like to ask Ruth, who teaches at Hill House School, going to be teaching art at Hill House School tomorrow. And I've got my list here with names because something's... Hazel teaching at Auchinleck Primary School. And we'll remember Susie as well. They're not with us but Susie today, but Susie teaches at Green Mill School, Susie Harrison. So let's remember these folks. So boys and girls and teachers, please, let's stand as we remember you before the Lord. Our gracious Father, we thank and we bless you for every child, every young person, every teacher represented. Father, we thank you for the tremendous educational resource that we have within our country. We thank you, Father, that there is education so freely available. And we pray for the boys and girls, Lord. We pray for them at school, that they would make the best of the opportunities that are given to them in their respective schools. And we pray, Father, for those too within our fellowship who are teaching, for Hazel, for Beverly Ann, for Nan, for Ruth. Remember Susie too, as well, absent from us this morning, but teaching as well. Commit each and every one of them to you, Father. May they know your wisdom. May they know your grace. We are aware that there are challenges that face teachers in these coming days that they have not faced in the past, that face Christian teachers. We pray, Father, they would know your wisdom and know your blessing. And as we remember them, Father, we thank you too for the work of Scripture Union within Ayrshire and the tremendous work that is done there. So hear our prayers. We ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen. Well, boys and girls, all of that is explained. We are going to sing together a song now that is, in one way, going to set the theme for our message today. I want, Jean, does someone need to move? Several cars. Okay. Can you describe them? Right. Okay. Sorry. We're not being secretive or anything, but Arnold's sister's arriving at Glasgow Airport and is to be picked up at 12:15. So, hence the need for Jean to be able to get away. But we hope we'll be able to get that sorted out. While they're seeing to that, we are going to sing together the song that many of us learned in Sunday school when we were wee and still teaches us a lesson today. The wise man built his house upon the rock. Monopoly, that little logistical car parking exercise, has been sorted out. And we're going to watch a video. As I mentioned a moment ago in prayer, one of the tremendous things that goes on within our schools in Ayrshire is the involvement of Scripture Union. And it doesn't only take place in primary schools, but it takes place in high schools as well. And here's just a little clip of some testimonies of some high school students speaking about the difference that Scripture Union within their school makes to them. Thanks, David. Video just reminds us to pray for the youngsters in the school. Now, when I was speaking about Hazel and Ruth in schools there, as we were praying for them, just to avoid any confusion, it wasn't the Hazel and Ruth who appeared in the video that we were referring to. But that video just reminds us of the work that's going on and the encouragement that it can be to young Christians within a high school when there's an active Scripture Union group going on there. Well, we're going to sing together, and as we sing, there's an opportunity for the creche to leave. The rest of our service this morning is for all the youngsters as well as the adults, but an opportunity just now for creche to leave. Can I also cast our minds a wee bit forward to the end of this particular service? There's going to be time of communion afterwards. Now, I have heard that somebody is going to look after the little praisers' children, but perhaps for the children who are older, can I encourage you that if your parents are remaining for communion, you remain with them. The reason being, I think sometimes youngsters wonder, what happens at communion? We're not there. If you remain with your parents, you'll be able to observe and see what happens at communion. So I leave that as an option with parents that if you would like to keep your children in for communion time, then that would be fine. But certainly little praisers will be catered for at the end of this service. And the other folks, if you would like to remain in with your kids, please feel free to do so and allow them to observe what happens when we gather around the Lord's table. Right now, we're going to sing together, and after we've sung this, the creche can leave. We're going to sing Shine, Jesus, Shine. Not only speaks of that light of Christ, but reminds us of how that light is to shine through our lives. Number 445. An opportunity for those who have come prepared to do so to bring their offering to the Lord today. And while the offering is being uplifted, a song is going to be played. Victoria has asked that this song be played, and then after the offering has been uplifted, Victoria is going to come. She has a word of thanks that she wants to bring to us, and will no doubt explain something about the choice of song as well. But let's play this song, and Stuart's come and give us an opportunity to bring our offering. Thank you. Is going to come and speak to us now. She phoned me yesterday morning and said, I've got my voice back. And I said, yeah, that's just dawned on me, Victoria. I can hear you. Those of you who were at the midweek meeting on Tuesday know exactly what I'm talking about. Victoria was due to speak, but her dad read what she had to say in her place. But now, with restored voice, for which we're thankful to God, you want to just say a word of thanks and fire ahead, Victoria. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope you can hear me. I do have a voice back, but still a bit shaky sometimes. I have a script because this is actually my last time in church before I get married, so I feel a little bit emotional. So I'm just going to read what I've written, and actually exactly what I've written here is, hi everyone, I have a voice back. Yay! Literally what I've written there. And yeah, I'm very glad I have a voice back, but I'm not sure Ben is quite so happy about that, because now I can shout at him. No, just kidding, I don't shout at Ben. Yeah, I just wanted to thank you for your prayers and financial support regarding my fundraising. Sorry, I'm trying to get not emotional. For my internship at Christians Against Poverty, or CAP for short. For those who weren't at the prayer meeting, like Kenneth said, on Tuesday I had lost my voice. So Dad read my script. He's not here today, but he read it very well, so I was going to say thanks to him. And I managed the PowerPoint and video that I did. If anyone who wasn't at the prayer meeting would like to find out more about my internship at CAP and the fundraising I'm doing for it, then please feel free to ask me questions at the end of the service. I also brought some copies of the Netherless book, I find that very hard to say, which tells the story about CAP, how it was founded and how it has grown. And if anyone would like a copy, I think they're in the foyer, aren't they?
I think I saw them.
Yeah, they're in the foyer. They're free of charge, but if you would like to fill in your details in a wee card, it just helps CAP to keep an inventory of where the books have gone and the cards inside the book. So the song that was just played there, I asked Kenneth to play this song that we listened to during the offering. When I first heard it, it was actually only last Sunday, and yes, it made me cry. And it's just because the words were so poignant to how I was feeling. I'm just going to speak about one line, but listening to the song again, in fact, the whole song is very poignant to just my whole life in general, to be honest. It talks about new mercies for you every day, and, I've made mistakes in my life and things, but, God always has new mercies for you, no matter what you do. He'll always forgive you, and his love never fails. That was the title of the song. But the line I wanted to point you to was one that was actually repeated quite a number of times. You make all things work together for my good, and I think, to be honest, it's repeated because we really need to let this sink in to everyone, not just me, because it reminded me of Romans 8:28, which says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. And I know that the Lord will help me raise my fundraising target and make all things work together for my good." So thank you again, and hopefully I'll be back soon, not sure when yet, to update you all on how I'm getting on with my internship. Thank you.
Thank you, Victoria. A week on Saturday? Victoria and Ben get married a week on Saturday. You're very much in our prayers and in our thoughts. Now, they'll be away from us, but can I say that the second Sunday in September, we'll be starting our fellowship lunches again. We invite everyone who's been with us at worship in the morning service to remain and have lunch with us, as is our practice, and offering us uplifted there. And at our fellowship lunch, the offering which will be uplifted, the proceeds, will go towards supporting this internship, with a requirement for a certain amount of fundraising that Victoria mentioned there, and the offering will be going towards that. So a wee bit of advance notice and planning there. Now, as we come to the Lord thankful for all that he has done for us and given to us, let our song of praise, as we bring our thanks even for the offering, be found in number 633. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we bless you for Jesus. We think of the good gifts that you have given to us, Father, and as our offering has been uplifted, we, in bringing our offering, acknowledge that everything we have has come from you and is yours. Yet, Father, here, as we come before you in our prayers, it's Jesus we have to thank you for most of all. For the one who came, the one who died, the one who rose again. In his coming, he became one of us. In his dying, he died for us. And in his rising, he rose that we too may be raised with him by your grace and through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for the Lord Jesus. Everything that he is, everything he has done, we bring you our thanks in his precious name. Amen. We are going to read together the Word of God. And when I say we are going to read together the Word of God, I mean so literally. Often it's the case that we sing our praise to God. And indeed, when we're singing psalms, we're singing God's Word to him. And this morning, I want us to, as a body of believers together, to read God's Word together, to read God's Word out loud as our worship and our praise to him. Verse 46 of Luke chapter 6 will appear on the screen, and let us read together the Word of God. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? I will show you what he is like who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. He is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed, and its destruction was complete. This is the word of God. As we come together this morning, and if we could have the first slide up, please, David, as we come together this morning, we are acknowledging that this is Back to School Sunday. And we're thinking about the challenges that our boys and girls face as they go back to school, and as the teachers face also as they go back with them. We speak of what's learned in school as being foundations. Speak about foundation courses, foundation learning, foundation so many other things. It's become a very popular adjective. But the foundations that we are thinking about this morning are not simply foundations for our education. There are foundations for our life. There was a time when much of our education and our educational syllabus was based upon God's Word. That is no longer the case. But as we are thinking this morning about Back to School Sunday, the digging down deep that we are called to do is digging down deep into the Word of God. And here on the next slide, we see what it is that Jesus is saying in the verses that we have read. He said, if you've been listening to what I have told you today, and you do it, this is what Jesus had been saying to the people, this is what you're like. You're like a builder who builds a house. We know the story so well. Most of us have heard it many times. The wise man and the foolish man. But here we have the story just to remind us again. There are two builders. One of them wise, one of them foolish. Outwardly, they look pretty much the same guys. But there's one of them, maybe get a wee click to bring that next part of that slide in. There's one of them who listens to Jesus, and there's one who ignores him. You see, when we hear the Word of God, there are two things we can do with it. One is we can listen to it,
and put it into practice. Or the other is we can just let it go in there and out the other, you know. I had to smile the day I saw Sarah with a new pair of earrings. And I could see there was something written on them, so I paid close attention. And yes, on one little dangly earring it said, in one ear. The other said, out the other. How true that is. As parents, we can relate to that. But we're all like that. There are times when things can go in one ear and out the other. But when that comes to the Word of God, that is foolish. That is silly. That is wrong. To hear God's Word and ignore it. We had in the next slide, it reminds us of some of the things, because we only read really just four verses out of Luke chapter 6. But if we had read the whole chapter, and it's quite a big chapter, we would have discovered Jesus saying lots of things. He was telling people to love God and to do what pleases God. He's telling people to tell the truth and keep their promises. He's telling people to look out for others and do all that they can to help others. Telling people to forgive those, even people who have hurt them. And telling us to trust God and talk to Him about everything. All of this is in what Jesus had been saying to the people. We are to love God and do what pleases Him. The first thing the Bible tells us is we are to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. To believe that what Jesus did on the cross, He was doing for us, so that we can have eternal life with all our sins forgiven. And then everything else follows on from that. You know, that's the good news, that Jesus came to save us. And boys and girls in this church have wonderful opportunities to hear about that. But I wonder, does it go in one ear and out the other? Or do we believe what we have heard and act on it? You know, there are people in this world who appear on the outside to really be following the Lord Jesus. And maybe on a Sunday it certainly looks that way. But then what happens during the week is another story altogether. And that's precisely what Jesus was saying. You know, verse 46 says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?" You know, there were people who were clearly saying, "Oh, well, we're your followers, Jesus. Yeah, you're our Lord, Lord. You know, we're following you." But the way they actually lived their lives was not the way that Jesus told them. They were saying one thing and they were doing another. How many of us can be like that sometimes? We know there's things we've said we'll do, but we don't do them. There's things we've said we believe, but the way we live our lives tells a different story. We don't back it up. I still remember a wee guy. I mean, some of you kids have to be glad. I don't think we have anyone here with an American parent, do we? I doubt we've even, do we have any Americans with us this morning? Good, I'm not going to offend anyone. I know some of you have family in America. That's different. Nobody here. I remember when we lived in Aberdeen, there was a wee guy in the youth group, and he was probably about 9 at this time. And get this one, guys. Do you know what his name was? I'm going to give you a clue. It was the same name as King David's dad. Right, come on, all of you up in your Bible knowledge. What was King David's dad's name? Jesse. Jesse. Now, maybe Jesse worked fine when you lived in Mississippi. Jesse as a boy's name's a different story altogether in Scotland. But you know something? That didn't bother Jesse one bit. And I remember Jesse, who had a T-shirt that came down to his knees, and on the front of Jesse's T-shirt it said, "Don't talk the talk." And on the back it said, "Unless you walk the walk." Do you know what the other kids at school called Jesse? They didn't call him Wee Jesse or Big Jesse. They called him Preacher Jesse. Because Jesse didn't just talk the talk. Jesse walked to the walk. I've never known. It's hard to think. There probably are others who I have known, so I better be careful with what I'm saying. But back in those days, I don't think I'd ever come across a 9-year-old boy who was so keen on telling others about Jesus. But you know, there's some of us who talk the talk, but we don't walk the walk. And Jesus said, "Why call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say?" You see, there are these two types of builders. There's the one who's listening to Jesus. Get that on our next slide, I think. We flick on over there. The one who's listening to Jesus. He's the wise one. Or the foolish one. He's the one who's ignoring Jesus. Now, what the builders do? They build things. What is it, Bob the Builder? He will build it. Is that what it says? Something like that? Oh, fix it. Thank you. Thank you, Rebecca. I knew we'd have a Bob the Builder fan in the church. Just didn't expect it to be you, Rebecca. But there we are. Builders build things. And here's a couple of lovely houses. Oh, these would get their completion certificates. No problem at all. Can we see them, boys? Okay. Lovely houses. Lovely, nice geometrical shapes. Maybe not a lot of artistic imagination used in the design of them, but good solid houses. On the outside they look fine. But are they? You see, sometimes things are fine when things are going well. But then comes the storm. Then comes the storm. The storm comes, the clouds come. There's more, there's lightning. Oh, there's even more than that. There's rain. And the rain came down and the floods came up. Can we see that again? I think we can. Because it wasn't just a wee storm. I think there's another slide, lads. Yeah. That's exactly what happened. The rain came down and the floods came up. And come daybreak, let's see what we've got. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Storm passed. The waters faded, went away. And daybreak came. And look what we've got. One house is still standing there. The other house is in bits. It's in bits. What was the difference? The house that's still standing was built on what? On rock. The house that collapsed was built on sand. Built on sand. Thanks, Jules. So what does this mean for us? What does this mean for you? What does this mean for me? What does it mean for boys and girls? What does it mean for grown-ups? What does it mean to dig down deep into Jesus? What does it mean to build our foundations on what the Lord Jesus has told us to do? Well, let's have a look and see. Let's have a look and see. It can mean wanting to know Jesus and how to follow him. And that is where it starts. That is always where it starts. Wanting to know Jesus as our Savior. You heard one of the girls speaking about how she heard people talk about how they knew God personally. But until she began to really get to know God, to read his word, and the Bible tells us to believe in him as our Savior, until we get to know the Lord Jesus as our Savior, we don't really know how to follow him. But that's what we do. To know Jesus, we need to know him as our own personal Savior. To know that he has forgiven us our sins. And to follow him. What does that bring to us? We can dig down deep as we talk to him. How do you talk to God? How do you talk to God? Can someone tell me how we talk to God? We pray. We pray. That's how we talk to God. We're able to pray. We don't need to pray out loud. We can pray quietly. I love that song we sometimes sing. We sung it a couple of months or so ago in church. Did you ever talk to God above? Tells us all the different places and ways that we can talk to God in prayer. There's other ways that can help us follow him.
We can belong to a church group or a school SU group. We can be part of that. And you know, there's another thing for boys and girls and grown-ups too. And that is knowing that as we are following God and following Jesus and digging down deep, there are easy things, but they're not always the best things. You know, sometimes, boys and girls, for instance, it's the easiest thing to say is if there was some trouble going on and you were involved, just say, no, it wasn't me. No, didn't have anything to do with it. No. But sometimes we need to own up. Sometimes there can be hard things to do. Sometimes it's hard to forgive people. Somebody's done something that's upset us and offended us. It's hard to forgive them, but it's the right thing to do. That's what Jesus tells us to do. The Bible tells us that because God has forgiven those who have believed in the Lord Jesus as their Savior, because God has forgiven us our sins, we are to forgive others. You see, that's what God calls us to do. And as we've gone back to school, some of the teachers are gone back. Boys and girls are gone back. I think we should all be remembering one another in prayer. And I want us to look at that. You know, sometimes you can even pray with your eyes open. I remember someone telling me once about visiting a home. I think it was out in the backwoods of America somewhere. And as they were there to pray with an old woman, a man who they couldn't help feeling was slightly deranged was walking around them with a shotgun. They said, that's when I learned it's okay to pray with your eyes open. Maybe that's what the Bible means when it says watch and pray. It's not actually, but you know the point I'm making. Well, we can have our eyes open as we see this prayer in front of us and pray this prayer together. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for your words. Thank you that you are our rock, our helper. Teach us to listen and obey you. Help us to build our lives on you. Amen. It's a prayer for us to bring to the Lord Jesus. You see, this story of the two builders had two outcomes. One was happy. The house was good and solid. One was sad. It just collapsed. And life's come to us. Life's storms can come to us as well. Things can come that cause us upset and cause us sadness. There can be things like sickness. Can we maybe have the next slide? There can be breakups in families. Friends can fall out. Oh boy, does that ever happen at your school? Oh, sure it does. As I've said before, that's just the staff room. Yeah. Exams and worry. But you know, if Jesus is our rock, we know that he'll help us. He'll keep us. If we keep trusting in him, no matter what. But you know something? If we're not listening and following Jesus and we're just leaving it up to ourselves, then it's like the person with that house built on sand. We've nowhere to turn. Nothing we can do. Boys and girls, grown-ups, remember this as we bring our message to a close this morning, as we bring our service to a close this morning. The Lord Jesus is there for us. We can pray to him. We can bring all our thoughts and concerns to him. And we are going to stand now and we're going to sing a little chorus, Ask the Savior to Help You. This is something some of the grown-ups were singing when they were your age. And this is one that Scripture Union have reminded us of just now. A little song for us to sing. Let's stand and sing together. Thank you that you are the one who has promised these things to us. You have promised that if we put our hope and our faith and trust in your Son, the Lord Jesus, we've built our lives on a firm foundation. And that foundation won't give way because we are on the rock, and that rock is Jesus. Help us, Father, as we go into this new week, and many of us go into a new school year, to know that as we follow the Lord Jesus, He is with us and will help us. And we ask these things in His precious name. Amen.